Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell, the Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse today, Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. We'll begin with the Trump docket. Right down the street on March 25th is supposed to begin jury selection in the Alvin Bragg case, People of the State of New York versus Trump. It's the hush money, Stormy Daniels hush money, bookkeeping, election fraud case, but Trump has now made a request to delay it pending the Supreme Court briefing, argument, and decision on the presidential immunity. Now, people are saying that the conduct took place before he was president and a number of other arguments, but we'll see how Judge Mershon deals with that one. Also, we reported on Saturday that in Rome, Georgia, Trump was talking Carroll and Kaplan, the judge here. Now it emerges that there may be a Trump trial 3 on defamation. So we have our eyes out for that. So far, the bond was accepted, $91.3 million bond, with a slight tweak that it would be paid within 30 days after the appeal is resolved, if he loses, as opposed to 60. So there's that. Also, the Bling Bishop, for those that have been following it, Lamour Whitehead, yesterday we covered the rebuttal summation around 2 to 2:30, and by the end of the day, guilty on 5 charges. Very fast, very fast. Eric Adams' name throughout the case, but of course, they're emphasizing that Lamour Whitehead was falsely claiming that he had an in with Eric Adams. There's this ICOM Tech trial that we're covering pretty closely. David Brand, and it involves Guadalajara, Bitcoin. They had a cooperator on the stand. It's quite something. We've been writing it up, and you can check it out. Today we'll be covering the Ghislaine Maxwell appeal of her conviction and sentencing to 20 years for sex trafficking. She's appealing in the Second Circuit, 2 p.m. Look for it. At noon, there's supposed to be an Iran hearing. I'm not really sure, but I'm going to, you may at noon be finding that. Now, this guy called, in follow-up to Juan Orlando Hernandez of Honduras, and the whole narco theme, Cliver Alcala, a general of Venezuela. He's part of the Nicolas Maduro and El Pollo case. It goes back to 2011, but he's now finally coming up for sentencing. The question is he going to be sentenced on drugs as well? He put in a long thing trashing the DEA. One of the witnesses at his Fatico hearing was a DEA informant living under a pseudonym, getting paid $3,000 a month by the U.S. taxpayers through the DEA. The connection here is that Juan Orlando's wife, Ana, has apparently said, you know, that all Latin American presidents should be afraid after this verdict. Well, certainly if you're involved in drug trafficking. But maybe, I mean, it may be more than that. So, en el caso de aquí hay un general venezolano, Alcalá, que está... Ayer hizo una crítica del DEA pagar $3,000 por mes a un informante. Y eso me hizo pensar a la esposa de Juan Orlando Hernández, Ana, diciendo que todos los presidentes de Latinoamérica deben tener miedo de esa cosa que pasó, que le puede pasar a cualquier de ellos. Eso no sé. Hay un libro, se llama Narcodramata. Búscalo y chequealo. United Nations, still no answer on anything to do with Honduras, and now you see that Haiti, Mr. Ariel Henry, has quit. The entire thing is spiraled out of control. There's almost no... The UN is totally has no credibility there. They brought cholera and killed people. And now when asked where Ariel Henry is or what the UN's role is, they have no answer at all. But we'll stay on the case. Inner City Press. We will not cease. A continuación.